From Spark and Anvil and Rhymer Reef, this is Rhyma, in Chapter 1 of the Rhymer Reef cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Rhyma was a dolphin who heard music in words. Not the front of words, the end. When two words ended the same, her whole body wanted to leap. Cat, hat, they match. Rhyme was a game her ears loved to play.
One sunny day, Rhyma sang a little song. The frog sat on a, and she stopped, waiting. A young fish blurted, log. Rhyma leaped and splashed. Log, frog and log, they rhyme. The end sounds matched, and matching felt like a happy click.
Rhyma played the matching game with three friends. Sun and bun, yes. Star and car, yes. Cat and dog? She paused. Those don't match at the end. She wasn't sad about it. A no match was just as fun to hear. Ears learn rhyme by listening for the ending.
A shy little crab wasn't sure. Do bee and tree rhyme? Rhyma sang them slowly. Bee, tree. Listen to the ending, she said. Say them with me. The crab tried. Bee, tree, and clapped. They match. Rhyming was best when you sang it out loud and listened for the last sound.
As the tide came in, Rhyma floated on her back, humming rhymes to the sky. Moon, spoon. Wall, ball. Cake, lake. You hear the matches before anyone, said the crab. Rhyma did a slow, happy roll. Hearing rhymes had once been just a nice sound, but now, when her ears caught two endings clicking together, or when she guessed the rhyme in a song right before it came, it felt like her ears were singing too, and that made her want to leap for joy.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Rhyma. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.